Ja, in Daf Nun Tes Amit Beis. We had heard on Daf Nun Tes Amit Aleph, a machloikis tanoim. What one is permitted to be makriv after the tamid shal bein abayim. The Tanakama held that only a machusa kipurim be'erev Pesach one is permitted to be makter his kolben, because al tadin tchiyah ose ese the Pesach sheyesh by Koris, v'yitre esed da shlome she'ein by Koris. But another mechusa kipurim be'emtza ha'shone, you're not allowed to. Rabbi Shmuel b'nai Shrab Yechnem ben Broike held that even be'emtza ha'shone, in order to enable a Baal HaKolben to eat kochim b'layla, one is also permitted to bring a kolben for a mechusa kipurim after the tamid shal bein abayim. The Gemara Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph had asked, what is the svar of Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike? My ulme dahai ese mahai ese. So we have on this kasha two mahalchim. Omar Avino Omar Rav Chizde, that it is speaking about that he's a metzora oni and he's bringing a chatos ha'oif. And the Chatos Ha'oif, there's no Haktore. And the whole Isser after the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim is only Haktore. V'hikter alei chel v'yashlomim, that all the Haktores have to be finished after the Tomid Shal Shachar. Alei hashlem kol ha'kolben eskulam. One is not permitted to make Haktore after the Tomid Shal Bein Abayim. So Rav Chizde said that Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yechim Emreik is speaking about that they brought a Chatos Ha'oif. And Achatos Ha'oif, there's no Isser the Araisa of Ashlomen. And Rav Popper said, could be speaking about Afilu Taima B'chatos Beheima, Malo Melina B'Roishe Shom Mizbeach. Speaking about that he has no intentions to be Makter today, because today not allowed to be Makter, Al Tzeis of Ashlomen. No, you leave it Al Roishe Shom Mizbeach, so you'll be able to be Makter. There's no psulina roish sham izbeach, and you'll be able to be makter tomorrow after the tamid shel shach. So let us see now daf nun tes amid beis. Omar lei Rav Shimon bar Abba le Rav Popper. Le didoch da amrit malo milino beroish sham izbeach. According to you, you say pshat na Rabbi Shmuel ben Oish Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, that is a mechusa kipurim, speaking about a filu achatos behime, and your melem bereishis shal mizbeach kaimen vavdinon milse lekahanim dosu bolidei takole de sovri de yoimehu vaosri lakturi. So yes, Takasha, this is a dangerous action that what you're doing. The mizbeach there's a murim of kolbonis, which the chiyav aktore is today, and they could be makta the whole night. And you're adding on a murim on the reishis shel mizbeach, which is also b'haktore hayoyim. And you have to wait till tomorrow. So the kahanim will. So this is a michshul for the kahanim. Kayomin b'avdinim milsa lekahanim da'osu b'olidei takola. They'll be nichshul by leaving the emurim of the chatos behime and the reishi shal mizbeach, so that will bring them lidei takola. The sovri, they'll be under the impression, the yoimehu, that these are emurim of a kolben, which the chiyav aktor is today, a kolben that was nishchat in nizrak domei after the tamid shel shachar. Va'osu lakturei, they'll be makterit yet tonight. So come out, you marshal the kahanim. How can you do such a thing? Omalei, so Rav Popper answered him, kahanim's rizimei. There's nothing but to worry about. Zutrashi, the sovri di yoimehu, kshemaktirim kol halayla ivorim sheni tois omikobone sheni shritu venizrak domon koidem letomid. They'll be busy during the night. And they're makter the imurim. From the Kabonis, that was Nizrak Domon after the Tomichel Shachar, Viru Es Aivorim Alolu, They'll see these Evorim, you Svorim, Shkameilu, Nitoisu. So they'll be under the impression that this is also from the Kolbonis Hayoim, Ruyim Laktirim Hayoim, V'yaktirim V'obri Ha'esed Ha'shlomes. How can you do such a thing? How can you permit such a thing? So Rapope answered Kahanim Zrizenheim. Fahamalon shom yoidia lo'ochi vakehanim. So the one who will bring it up on the Mizbeach, number one, he'll inform the other Kahanim that this should not be nikter before tomorrow's Tomit Shol Shachar. And v'yizoru ben, and there'll be nizer. So I say Zrizim and Zahiris come together. So Kahanim, which are Zrizim, are Zahirim. So the Mala will be Zoyer to tell them, and they'll be Zoyer to remember. So it's nothing but to worry about. Omale Rav Ashi l'Rav Kahane, Omri l'Rav Huna b'Reid Rav Nosson l'Rav Pope. The first Kasha was a Labatish Kasha. He said, what? It's Shayach, it's Olul Mishul. And he told them, it's not, there won't be a Mishul. Kahanim's reason. But it's a Frekta Do Alom de Shekasha. Vakama deloy miskatri emurim kehanim leimotzli ochli boso. La aloche, it is not sufficient. The zrikas, not only the zrikas hadam, is mater tachilas haboso. In order to be able to eat the boso, you have to have haktoras emurim. The sanya, we learned in a beraisa, yochel yu kahanim rashoim bechazei vishoi koidem haktoras emurim. I would think that the Kahanim are permitted to eat the Chaz of Ishoik before Haktoreh, Talmud Loimer, Vehikter HaKoines HaChelev HaMizbeicho, Vohodor, and afterwards, Vohoyeh Chaz La'arin Elavono. So we see that the Kahanim do not get a Heter Achille till after the Haktoreh Seymurim. That Vekamo de Kahanim Loi Ochli Boso, Bailim Loi Miskapri. And another yisod, that kozman, the kahanim do not eat the boso, so the bailam are not niskap. The sanya, v'ochlu oisom asher kupar bohem, melamei chakehanim oichlim ubailam miskaprim. Verkehrt, that the kapores, habailam is bo al yidei achilas hakehanim. So you're telling me that a Mechusa Kippurim brings his Kolben after the Tomit Shel Bein Arbayim. We asked about the Esav Ashlomah. So you said it's Malon Oroshe Shel Mizbeach. So there's no Psuline. And we'll be Makter the Murim tomorrow after the Tomit Shel Shachar. So that's very good. We're not even the Esav Ashlome, but Kozman, we are not Makter the Yemurim. The Kahanim are unable to eat the Kolben, the Chatos. And Kozman, and the Kapore of the Chatos is dependent on the Chilas HaKahanim, Vo'ochlu Oysom HaShakubabem. Kahanim Oychlim Obailim Miskaprim. So Memele, if there won't be any Haktorah today, there won't be any Achila today, so there won't be any Kapora today. So he's still a Mechusa Kippurim today. So what did you accomplish by bringing the Kolben? He still won't be able to eat his Kochim, since the Kahanim are unable to eat the Bosa. Omalei, Kivin Deloy Efshel, Asom Kamishin Nitmu Oishayovdu. Since it is impossible to be makter the imurim today because of the yes of Ashlome, so one is not permitted to be makter the imurim. So has the same aloche keilu. What would be if there wouldn't be imurim? If the imurim would get lost, or the imurim would become tome? So then the aloche is that the kahanim are permitted to eat the boso. The only time they're not permitted to eat the bosa is if I have imurim, which one is able to be makter, and I'm not makter, there's a din vehikter akoyin asachelet. there's a chiyuv aktorin now. When I'm not makter, then the din is that one is not permitted to eat the basar till there'll be aktorin. But if today there's no chiyuv aktorin because it's also lahakter, because my umma yes, because of the yes of Ashlomim, so if there's no chiyuv aktorin, so memele, so then the kahanim are permitted to eat the basar without aktorin. The Sanyan, how do we know this? Yochel nitmu emurim, oishe ovdu, lo yu kahanim zakoim bechazei veshoik, tamloime vohoye hechozo la'arin olavonov mikol mokim. So this pasuk is marbe that afilu, there's no haktore, afal pikein, the kahanim amuta to eat the chazei veshoik, because since it is impossible to make a haktore, So the e haktore does not answer vachila sabosa. The Dvar Shmuel brings down that we have here a machlokes the Tanakame and Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. The Tanakame holds that the only time a mechusa kippurim can bring a korban after the tomid shel bein abayim, the stavke erev Pesach, and we say that the essa of Pesach sheyesh bekores is doiche the essa of Ashlom. The Tanakame disagrees with Rabbi Shmuel ben Oisha Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike. So lechayre, what is he chaylik? So the Dvar Shmuel brings from the Sfas Emes that the Sfas Emes says that the Tanakame was chaylik in this lomdus. He held there's a difference between nitmu al evorim, nitmu emurim, nevdu emurim, and you had, in that case, you don't have emurim. There's no emurim to be makta. Here I have emurim to be makta. Now I can't do it till tomorrow. So adarabba, but there's dine aktora on the emurim, but I can't make the aktora till tomorrow. So adarabba, so till tomorrow you won't be able to eat the boso. But tomorrow you can't eat the boss already. It's speaking about a chatos. It's far fallen. But since there are imurim to be makter, some emele, so their haktore is ma'akev tachilas habosa. That's one mahalach. Then the Dvar Shmuel brings other mahalchim. The Dvar Shmuel wants to say that it could be the Tanakam elder. He's mentioned such a svara before that is an iser. Zrike, Chazal asked to make Zrike after the Tomit Shobein Abayim, Gzeira Otto Haktore. And Hamidu Devrayim. Or a third Svara he brings from the Sfas Emes that could be the Tanakama. It was Chayish for the first Kasha, that you cannot be Mal or Gabi Amizbeich because maybe the Kahana will be Nichshol. They won't differentiate between these emurim and other emurim, and they might be makta them before tomorrow's tomid shel shachar. Zog Rashi. Omar le Rav Ashi, ad Rav Pope, porich to Omar melino. Michdei, kol kame deloy miktari emurim dechatos, kahanim psara chatos lemotzi ochli. Kol zman, there was no haktorah semurim. The kahanim are not permitted to eat the psara chatos. And if the kahanim are not permitted to eat the psara chatos, so bailam lehavalu kaporah. So the bailam don't have a kaporah. Vadayin mechusa kipurim. So memelu the bailam is still a mechusa kipurim. Veheich yoichel bekotshim. So how does this mechusa kipurim, how is he able to eat kotshim? The Gemara brings it as Bachazei Veshoi Kanesunu Lekahanim in Ashlomim Vokhlo Oysom Bemiluim Ksiva Shekupa Be Kosav Kapore Gabi Achile Lememre Daaf Ba Achile Tluye Kapore. So the Gemara answered, given the Loi Efshel Aktorinu Hoidne, since now one is unable to be Makter the Imurim Mishum Aseida Ashloma Asom kemisha nitmu oisha obdu. So it's like I don't have a murim. Mishto ekana bachilas boso. Bahavye kapore le bailam. So the bailam will have a kapore even though the maise I as yet was not makder the imurim. Zog Taisus, Osom kemisha nitmu imurim oy ovde. Taisus, Laman di omar, so the Gemara brings two tziurim where it is not necessary to be makder the imurim. Ovdu, that's poshit, on metzias, I don't have imurim to be makder. O nitmu, so Taisus says, Laman di omar, ein hatzitz meratze al ha'oilim. Now there's a shaila further, if the tzitz is meratze on that which is oilam mizbeach, if one, the tzitz is meratze on tume. So the tzitz meratze on haktore betume. And damit sicher meratze on the, if there was a zrike betume. The shaila is it meratze, or the one is permitted to make haktore betume? Is laman da omar ein hatzitz meratze al ha'oilim, but the tzitz is not meratze and the dvorim ha'oilim al gabi ha'mizbeyach. Is niche ha'denoke toche she nitmu ha'yavdu. So nitmu is very good. Because nitmu, you're not allowed, you don't have an eitzi, you can't be makterit. It's tadeh murim ha'atomei. The tzitz is not meratz al ha'oilim. Avu bebraise de lekamo, but we have a braise further. That says as follows. Oma ha'tzitz meratz al ha'dam balacheilev. So it says in that bereise that the tzitz is meratz an imurim. So lechayre shver. So what shat asom kemisha nitmu? Nitmu, if the tzitz is meratz, she should make haktore. Why don't you make haktore? You can make haktore. So chloima hoyel umidarabono loy meratz. Have a keilu ovdo imurim. So faces lechayre means to say as follows. But that is true. Mina ha-toyre taka the tzitz is meratz al ha-oilim. And that's right. Mina ha-toyre, the kahanim would zicha not be permitted to eat the basar because there's a chi of haktore. The one is permitted to be makter betumen. But Taisva says, but after the Rabbonon said that you're not, that mit Rabbonon, you're not allowed to be makter the imurim betumen. So now I have here imurim, which I am unable to be makter. So what is the difference if I'm able to be makter the imurim because the imurim are not around, or the chachomim prevent me to be makter them? Aber lemaisa, I cannot be makter the imurim. So Memela, so Taisa says, so it's good the Loshen Nitmu. It's like Avdu. You don't need Halachis. Avdu also, the Imurim are here. There are Dinei Haktore and the Imurim. Now, Bepoyil, I can't be mad to them because I don't know where the Imurim are. So who are Din? If the Rabbonon do not let me be mad to the Imurim, so it's equivalent to Avdu. So I can't be mad to the Imurim. So therefore, it is not Ma'akev the Achilas Abasa. Yochel nitmu oisha ovdu lo yuhu hakahan. So the Gemara said that I would have a havamine that if the emurim became tomei, I would think that the kahanim are not permitted to eat the basar. Therefore we have, that's why you bring a posik for hoyachos alarm abonim mikol mokim, that by nitmu ba ovdu, since the poil is nochiv aktore, so it is not ma'akev dachila sabosa. Hochi salke maskona hochi. But the maskona of the sugya is, the I loy ochli kaihanim, loy machapri bailam. That means that is a dover muskin. The Gemara started off with a kasha, if you're not going to be makter the imurim of the mechusa kipurim, the kahanim will not be permitted to eat. So the kahana will not be permitted to eat the boso, so the bailam will have a kaporet. So that kasha was the kasha. The Gemara only answered the kasha that the kahanim are permitted to eat the boso because since they were unable to be makta, they murim al tesav ashlome, so the kahanim can eat the boso. But when the kahanim cannot eat the boso, then taket is no kaporet of the kodim. Because the kapore is also dependent on the achilas kahanim, but ochlu oisam ashekupa behem kahanim oichlam abalam miskapim. Hochi salke maskona hoche, di loy ochli kahanim, as the kahanim do not eat from the kolm loy miskapri bailim, loy mishteri lechel bekotchim, and then amachusa kipurim will be unable to eat kotchim. Umaksheri bo, de boho isha rabbe omar, toshma, dam shenitmo, dam that became tome. Bezorkoi, and he was zorik to tome di kedam, beshoigi kutza bemezid loy hutza. So Shaila, if mezid means it was nitma b'mezid, if it was nizrak b'mezid, but al kolponim, this halacha that b'mezid lehuta is only ad rabbonon deka halacha. Min ha-teire, the tzitzis meratan zrikes adam, so memele, so if they were zerik the dam, min ha-teire, it is zeritzoi. B'mezid lehuta means mid rabbonon there's no ritzoi. Frech de Gemorre in Jevomis, wo hoche de mide reise arzui meratze. In der Rabbonen said it's not meratze. The Gemorre asks as follows. That means, mina teure, the tzitzis meratze, it was as rikas hadam. So, for example, let us say a person had to bring a chatos. It was nitmo hadam. There was zayrik the dam. It was a case of mazes, which they weren't permitted to be zayrik the dam, but there was zayrik the dam. So it says, loy hurtze. Now, mina teire, this person, there was merutze, and he was yaitu with his chatos. He can't bring another chatos. Now, chatos is not bob and adobe. In a teire, he was yaitu with the previous chatos, and he's potter now from a kolb. If he's going to bring now a new chatos, he's bringing chulun bazor. Frag the Gemara, Akash over there, how could the Darabonon say, loy hurtza, they'll say that this kolben was not meratze, and they'll say there's mechuyev to bring another kolben, so it comes out, yeshkoich lo chachomim lakadovim in ha-teir, afilo bekum va-asei. That means if they'll tell him to bring another kolben, they're telling him, in other words, to bring chulun bazor, how could they do such a thing? V'hocha mid'araisa arzui meratze, min ha-teir et meratze, tzrika sadar. And you say, loy hurtza. Umishani emphati gemore, mai loy hutze, lahater bosor bachilo. No, Chazal never meant to say that he doesn't have his ritzoi. He has his ritzoi. He doesn't have to bring a nuchatos. Loy hutze means that the kahanim are not permitted to eat it. The zrike accomplishes two things. The zrike accomplishes that the Baal HaKovim gets his ritzi from the Kovim na Yedea Zrika. That's number one. The Zrika also accomplishes that the Bosa becomes Mutter Bachila. So that what it says, Lehutz is going on the Bosa. The Bosa does not become Mutter Bachila. Havo Bailim is Kapcha. Meine Chanami, the Bailim is Miskapcha. Zuktach Toisvis, Alma Afal Gav, the Bosa Reine Necho, Bailim is Kapcha. So that Gemara is a stira to our Gemara. Our Gemara assumes for Dover Poshe, if the Kahanim are unable to eat the Bosa, the Bailam doesn't have a Ritzi, doesn't have a Kapora, Vochlu Oysam Ashekupe Ben Kahanim Oichlum O Bailam Is Kaprim. And in that Gemara it says that the Bosa is also Bachila. Bafal Pikain, he doesn't have to bring a new coat. V'yeshloim ha'emphatais v'stahechi de'chozi la'achila midi e'raise miskaprim. So Taisvist says, now Taisvist deviates a little from our Gemara. That what our Gemara held for Adova Poshet, if the Kahanim do not eat from the Kolbim, he will not have his Ritzi. You don't have to eat Pepoyot. But al Kaponim, you have to be chozi la'achila. So, Agamore est akashe, because since we have imurim, and we were not makdir the imurim, so it comes out that the kahanim are not chozi to eat the boso mina teire, so therefore their e achila is ma'akiv and tekapora sakov. Masha'en came, the Gemara in Yevomis, we're speaking about Mina Teire, the Kahanim are able to eat the Bosa. Because Dam Tomei is Meratze Mina Teire. That we say Lehutz is only Midarabono. So, Midrabbanan, we say that this zrike is not matter bepoil for the kahanim tita bosa. But since mina toire de roi tita bosa, so that is sufficient. You don't need an achila bepoil. You need a heter achila mina toire. A heter achila is also sufficient to create a kapore for the balakol. That's the mistake. If mina toira is a heter achila miskapre, so then the bialim is miskapre afila didn't need pepoyer. Och boy lemaima, agmor wanted to say the kol kamed lechazikanim lachilas bosa loim miskapre bialim. Agmor means to say when it's not chazi lachila mina toira. It's not chazi lachila mina toira. So then take. So then the I achila is makiv in the kapor. So now it comes out that al kolponim, when the bosor is not roi lachila min atoire, then it is ma'akev de kapore. Fraktach toises o miu koshe, obos pachweiter schwer. The loch is minit ma bosor, the loch is that if the bosor became tome zoirikes adom, what happens if the bosor became tome before the zrikes adom? So the halacha is you're permitted to be zayrik the dom, and the bailam will have a ritzui. So what kind of a ritzui is he going to have? If we just had this yesod, that kolzman the boser is not roi lachile, minatoire, there's no ritzui for the bailam, so nitma haboser, the boser is not roi lachile minatoire. The boser is not roi lachile minatoire. So Memela, so what do you accomplish with the Zrikas Adam? There won't be any Ritzi whatsoever. Because you need Al-Koponim that the bosses should be Royal Achila Minatere, Kidei, that the Bailam should have a Ritzi in Akapore. Miyukoshim, it need more bosses, Haich Zrikas Adam, or Ain Le Bosso, Shas Heto Le Kahanim. Here it's not Mutu Le Kahanim Minatere. Venira le forish, the chosman, the chosi bosa lachile, loim is capri bailim, at sheyoich lo kahanim, ablim nitma achrekeno, yotzoi nasa noiso mis capri bailim. So now Toisvis wants to say as follows. Toisvis wants to give a third hagdore. If the bosa mitzad atzmoi is a mitzvis achilan the bosa, like in our case, there's a mitzvah sachila on the boso. No, bepoil, I can't eat the boso because I am only permitted to eat the boso after the aktoras and murim, and is not permitted to be makter the murim because of the yes of Ashlom. So in such a case, we have a problem. There is a mitzvah sachila on the boso. The kahanim are unable to eat the boso minatoire because you were not makter the imurim. So memela there's no ritzu. That is our gemara. But Taisvi says, what happens if nitmo ha boso? So then there's no mitzvah sachila on the boso bechlal. If there's no mitzvah sachila on the boso, so then the zicha no din that achilas a kahanim is ma'akim. So now, according to Taisvis, there are three gedorim, the three madreges. The Gemara in Yevomis is speaking about that is a mitzvah sachila on the boso. The zrike was matir the boso ba'achile, but midarabonam, you're not allowed to eat the boso, since it was zorg b'meizit, or nitmo b'meizit. So there, since min ha-toire is permitted to eat the boso, so the bailam have a ritzi, even though b'poile didn't eat the boso. Our gemore, since when there is a mitzvah achila on the boso is royal achila, no, min ha-toire, I'm not allowed to eat the boso because there's no haktoras emurim. So I need aktoras emurim to be matter the bosa, but the bosa mitzad atma, there's a mitzvah achila mitzad the bosa. So there, the mitzvah achila is ma'akev in the kapore. There's a chiyav achila, and the kahanim are unable to eat it, so that's ma'akev in the kapore. Asha ein kein, if mitzad the boso, there's no mitzvah sachila whatsoever, nitma boso. The boso was nasa noiso, so then the kolben is meratza without any achila whatsoever. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rav Kahane Romi. Rav Kahane asked Akash, Ksiv lo yolin chelev chagi ad boike. He should not leave over, he should not be mailing the imurim till the morning. Ad boike, now what should he do? Because then they become nicer. What should he do? He should be mak to them in the middle of the night. Ad boike hu de lo yolin, hakol alayla ku lo yolin. That means he can leave them there and it can be mak to them in the middle of the night. Fact the Gemara steiten posik vehikter oler chel vehashlomim. How can one be makter in murim? At night, we learn that all haktores have to be done after the tomit shel shachar. Oler hashlomim kol hakol b'nei skulam. That was Rav Kahane's kasha. How could you be makter in murim at night? It's after the tomit shel shachar. It's after the Tomit Shel Ben Abayim already. You could only be marked only after the Tomit Shel Shachar, before the Tomit Shel Ben Abayim. Humoisiv lo v'umefarik lo k'sheni toisvo. No. The whole issa of Haktorah after the Tomit Shel Shachar, after the Tomit Shel Ben Abayim, is only if the Zrika was also after the Tomit Shel Ben Abayim. So then one is not permitted to be marked there after the Tomit Shel Ben Abayim. But if the Zrike was after the Tomit Shel Shachar, so Be'emesin, after the Tomit Shel Shachar was Roy Lahakter Emurim, because the Dam was Nizrak already. So that, what Bepoyel, he wasn't Makter the Emurim, that's not included in the Isser of Oler Hashleim. It is considered that the haktorah is being done after the tomit shel shachar. This is a kolben that the dam was nizrak after the tomit shel shachar, so it's called the haktorah after the tomit shel shachar. Even though bepoyel the haktorah is after the tomit shel ben arbayim. Zot Rashi, hakol halayla yolin lamato. The whole night it is permitted to be mailing the imurim lamata min hamizbeach umalon, and in the middle of the night is permitted to bring up the imurim umaktirim kol alayla. Ve'inei nifsal, and they don't become posel, al mekei mitzon ba'alois ha'shachik shu lamata. Lo'yolin ad ha'boike, if a whole night they were tachas the chutz min hamizbeach, so then when it comes morning, it's not allowed to be malon gabi mizbeach. Alma kol ha'layla roi lahakta v'ksiv olea hashleim the mashmoy shli yisakev dover achet tomit shel bein ha'abayim. All the haktores have to be after the tomit shel shachar. So ma'insuk sheni toisru mikol bonis, if it was left over mikol bonis shenizrak domon koidem tomit, it's left over in the kabonis that there was zerik done before the tomit Shabbain Rabbi, Vulei Spiku Lahakri, and they weren't able to be makrivi, to be makta, to even the nira lakrove koimachin, since it was roi lakrove, then, al tomit shol shach, al mushlom, this is called ashlome, still of the tomit shol shach. This is not called, I'm over the essa of ashlome. Zog the Gemara weiter. Rami lei Rav Safre le Rav, or there's a girsa le Rav. Ksiv lo yolin la boiker zevach chag haposach. A person should not be mailin la boiker zevach chag haposach. La boiker hu de lo yolin, the same deed, is not allowed to be makterit in the morning, becomes nifsel already. Hakol alay lo yolin. But the whole night he's allowed to take it, he's allowed to be mailing and to be marked the mal no gabe em is beir. Frek the Gemara boksiv, oilas Shabbos b'Shabbatoi. One is only permitted to be makriv make a ktore an a oile of Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. That means an oile Shabbos you're allowed to be makterit in the Shabbos of the Shrit and the Zrike. The ktore sa oile is doiche Shabbos. Aba voloi oile schil b'Shabbos. But you're not permitted to be makter an oile schil b'Shabbos. For example, let's say the Tomid of Erev Shabbos. The Tomid of Erev Shabbos, so like this, the Tomid, you were able to be makter the Tomid the whole night. Now, what will be if it's, you brought a Tomid Erev Shabbos, so if you weren't, so this is an Oilus Choyl. You weren't makter it before Shabbos, you can't be makter it in Shabbos. Because it says Oilus Shabbos b'Shabbati, and Oilus Shabbos is Deiche Shabbos. But an oilus choil is, even though it's this man haktore, you have the yom v'layla, you can be makter it. But we have a Shabbos, v'loy oilus choil b'Shabbos. And we also learn, v'loy oilas choil b'yontif. You're not allowed to be makter an oilus choil b'yontif. So memele, all the time the kolben pesach is an oilus choil. It's equivalent to an oilus choil. It's a kolben choil. You makriv the kolben, you dalid nissen. So memele, so it says in the posik lo yolin la boik zeva chaga posik. A vaisa shalal to be makter the imurim of the kolben pesach the whole night. Now the kolben pesach is a kolben choil. It's not doichi yontif. That night it's yontif already. So how is the ktoris, or why is the ktoris imurim doichi yontif? That's the kasha. We learned an oilus choil is not doichi yontif. Om alei kvarom yenele rav ava bachil rav abo. This kasha really was asked. Vishoni lei hoche barbo oso shachaliyos b'shabes askino. We're saying in a kimtin a posik. This posik is speaking about it. The posik that says that one is permitted to be maktir. The imurei ha-pesach leil yontif is speaking about that erev pesach was Shabbos. The Chelvei Shabbos Krevim B'yontif. Chelvei Shabbos is Krevim B'yontif. So what does that mean? So that means, let's say, the Kolbonus of Shabbos, let's say Meitzoi Shabbos was Yontif, and they were not Makriv, the Musafim, we're talking about the Chelvei Shabbos, were not Maktir, the Murim of the Musafim, or the Murim, or they weren't makter the oilus of Shabbos. You're allowed to do it, Meitzoi Shabbos, even though it's Yontif. Chel vei Shabbos kreivim b'yontif. So Memele, so you're asking a kasha on this posik. This posik is speaking about that Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So we have this cloud that Chel vei Shabbos is kreivim b'yontif. Om alei, mishum de chelvei Shabbos kreivim b'yontif, anan neku v'neim alei dahaikro ba'abo oso shchaliyis b'Shabbos udachsiv. Because there's such a aloche, I'll say that this posik is speaking about that the Erev Pesach was Shabbos. So the Rishash is a beautiful beer and the Gemara's Kasha, that the Gemara's Kasha is as follows. The aloch of Chel Bei Shabbos Kreivim B'yontif means that it's a korban of a chayvus hayoyim. I mean, the tomid of Shabbos, the musafim of Shabbos. So a korban Shabbos is doichi yontif, the haktore. That means it's the zman haktore. I brought a tomid Shabbos, so b'meil it's a korban tzibot, it's a chayvus hayoyim. I wasn't makter yet the korban, so the din is, even though Meitzoi Shabbos is yontif, so the Kolbom Shabbos is like, it's Deichi Shabbos, it's Deichi Yontif. Erev, here we're speaking about a Kolbom Pesach. The Kolbom Pesach is not a Kolbom, it's not a Chayvus Hayom, it's not a Chayvus Shabbos, it's a Chayvus Yochid. It's a Kolbom Yochid, it's not a Kolbom Shabbos. It's a Kolbom Pesach. The Kolbom, Nograda was Makrivit in Shabbos, but it's not a Kolbom Shabbos.
It's a beautiful kasha. So that's how the Rishash is pshan the Gemara's kasha. Mishum de chelvei Shabbos kreivim biyontiv ana nekev in neymalei da haikrob abo osu shchaliyiz b'shabbos u'dechsiv, and to tell me this v'yim de kechidish that it's also doiche, it's not chelvei Shabbos. It's a chelev of a korban Pesach. There's no other eitzef. That's good with the chiddush of this pasuk. The chiddush of this pasuk is that a bigger chiddush that a filu a korban choyl, if it was nikrav in Shabbos, so it has the alimus of a korban Shabbos, and we have the halacha chel veShabbos kreivim beyond. Let us see Rashi. Hakol halayla yolin v'yaktirenu b'leila yontef af al pi shenoysa mikolben shel choyl do yudalit shenizrak dam ha-pesach bo'i choyl. This was yom choyl. Panan neiko kushu Shavkina lekrov v'dudochi k'mukim anafshim midakoshi k'roi adod. It's right. We have a stir and two psukim. We have one posuk chelvei chol. You cannot be makiv chelvei chol beyontiv. And we have here a posuk loyolim. Alkocha k'roi gufay mukmi anafshayu ahochi. That is pshat in the posuk. The posuk is speaking about that it was a korban Pesach that was brought erev. The Pesach Shchali is B'Shabbos. V'loy oilas chol beyond. Now, how did the Gemara learn about this halacha that you cannot bring an oilas chol beyond it, even though it's manoi? That means, let's say, the tomid. Let's say you have a tomid of Erev Pesach, and you weren't makter the Tomid, and you're not allowed to be makter it at night. That's an Eilas Chayil beyond. From where do we learn this halacha? Because it says, Eilas Shabbos b'Shabbat, right? Eilas Chayil b'Shabbos, Eilas Chayil beyond. Iksheriva, how do you know to jump to Yomtev? The Pesach is speaking about Shabbos. Iksheriva. The kro b'Shabbos ksid the chomer. It says oile Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. In Shabbos you're not to be makdir and oile Shabbos. Good. V'lei oile schoil b'Shabbos. That's good. That's nismayit. Oile Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. Schoil b'Shabbos. But how do you know how to jump v'lei oile schoil b'yomtev? Who's talking about yomtev? Maybe yomtev you're allowed to be makdir. Hikshiribo the kro b'Shabbos ksid the chomer. Avo beyontiv de kil, menol on the loikov. Maybe it could be makriv and oilus chel beyontiv. Vyeshloimar da osye kirabekive da omar. Besoif eiluk shorim. He, Rabekive, has a drosha as follows. Oilash Shabbos b'Shabbatoy. So he says, pshat that the posuk is speaking about. Limeid al chelvei Shabbos. Shekreivim beyontiv. But the Pesach is speaking about Oile Shabbos b'Shabbat. Mashma leikro, where did he see this? Oile Shabbos zu, your makdir, the Oile of this Shabbos, b'Shabbos acheres. You're allowed to be makdir it in a second Shabbos. Now how you makdir one Shabbos in a second Shabbos, and she still be zmane, the Hainu shel Shabbos beyontiv. So that means Oile Shabbos b'Shabbos. The pasuk calls the second Shabbos. The second Shabbos is Yontif. So you're allowed to be makter on Oile Shabbos and Yontif. So Mamel, now we have a diuk mechlal de shel chol b'Yontif leikol. So fakats according to Rabbi Kiva, dosh teit in pasuk. In pasuk state you're allowed to be makter on Oile Shabbos and Yontif. So I place now to be marked on Eilus Chol beyond. The kosher of Rabbi Kiva, typically the Chelvei Shabbos craven beyond if mikro da ocha the lo yolin, a kol alayla yolin, the kol apoches metukim barba osu shchali yois b'Shabbos. So Tosis asks a kasha as follows. Rabbi Kiva learned pshat in the posik, oilas Shabbos b'shabbatoy means that a person is permitted to be makdir on the oila of Shabbos in a different Shabbos. A different Shabbos means yontif. So the posik tells me you're allowed to be makdir on oila Shabbos, moitzoi Shabbos, which is yontif. That's what the posik is telling me. The posik is telling me a heter. Agav Urche, from this heter, we learn out an Issa. That the Issa is Oila Shabbos beyontif, Oila Schil beyontif. Fine. That's a limud. That's a diuk. But what is the Pasuk telling me? The Pasuk is telling me a heter. That one is permitted to be makdir on Oila Shabbos and yontif. I do not need a Pasuk to tell me this heter because of Ala Yolin. Fakert Allah Yolin, the Gemara says is speaking about that he was speaking about a Pesach that he was Makriv Erev Pesach Shchalias B'Shabbos. That's also called an Oila Shabbos statement in the Gemara. About Al Koponim, so this Heter can be derived from the Pesach of La Yolin. So why do you need another Pesach of Oila Shabbos B'Shabbatai to tell me this Heter? That you're allowed to be makdir on Oila Shabbos beyontif. I can learn it out from the posik of Loyol. That's Tais Viskash. Taimulari. Tais Blaipayakash. Taimulari. Hakra, the whole problem. The Gemara has a problem over here. There's a problem that it says La Yolin La Boiker Zevach Haga Posach. So it means by the whole night it is Mutter, and we have a kashi cannot be Makdir on Oilas Chayil Bi. Hey Mulari, Hakra Ben Oiso De Boso Mairi. The Posach is not speaking about a Murim. The Pasuk is speaking about Achilas HaBoso, Hakra B'Noisa DeBoso, Mayri. Layolin LaBoike, it doesn't say Chaylev Chag, Zevach Chag HaPoso, it's spoken about the Zevach, and it's speaking about the Korban. You should make sure to eat it at night. So speaking about Achilas, where's your problem? Who's talking about Akhtore? We're talking about Achilas. And how do I know that the Pasuk is speaking about Achilas? So the common mechayiv shoychit al chometz echad mibnei chabura. That if Reuven shechted a korban pesach and one of the bnei chabura possessed chometz, so the shoychit is over. That's called a sishchat al chometz because it says first in the pasuk a sishchat al chometz dam zidrei lo yolin laboy kezev achag aposa. So the Gemara says, how do you know that even if the Shoichet doesn't possess, no one of the Bnei Chabura possesses Chometz. How do you know that the Shoichet is over? Rechsiv lo yolim basrei, the mashma ani de kaminen alei belo yolim. That whoever is mitzuven lo yolim, that means anyone who's memuna on the Korban Pesach, and he's mechuyev to see that this Korban should be eaten up at night, so if he has chometz, it's a lav of leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. About Koponim, we see that Chazal darshan that the posik lo yolin is speaking about the bailim of the korban, and they should make sure to see that should be eaten up at night. Lo yolin la boike zevach haga posach. V'chol hay laila yolin, and if we're speaking about achila, so what is pshat? The whole halayla yolin, that the whole night he has time to eat it. Kid Rabbi Kiva kimna l'sugya da'ocher. V'shamina le Rabbi Kiva, the Pesach nechol kol halayla chaschah posen. Fakert, according to Rabbi Kiva, the posik is taka speaking about achila. Because according to Rabbi Kiva, the zman achila sa Pesach is kol halayla. According to Rabbi Lezer ben Azariah, the zman achila sa chatzois min atayr. According to Rabbi Kiva, the zman achila sa Pesach is the whole night. So what is the problem of the Gemara? The whole problem is, how could there be a din of lo yolin? It's also bahaktoritz and oilus chayil biyontev. Who's speaking about aktorah? We're speaking about achilas abosah. And for Tosfos, we call a meima, the mashma leila mesada rashas, the kro bechol hazevach mairi. The posik is speaking about the complete korban. Bein bebosa, or bein bemurim. Speaking about both. It's true it's speaking about Loyolin that he should make sure that he should eat up the korban at night. But it is also speaking about the imurim, he should make sure he should be makta the imurim at night. Umid the loiksiv chaylev, kamay chaylev chagi. So we know it's speaking about the boso. Umid the loiksiv gabi achila, the bochlo asa boso, ke the kosa boso, no isa sirush maminod betavayim mishtoi. That means the steamest loshen aposik, lo yolin, La Boiker Zevach Haga Posak is speaking about the complete Zevach, Sai the Chelik Habailim, and Sai the Chelik Amizbeir. They move. What did the Gemara answer? The Gemara answered that that Posak is speaking about Babo Oso Shechalios Bishabis Askino. Pirishalmi Dayek. I said, this kashe, our Gemara asked this kashe from the posik, lo yolin, la boiker zevach haga posach. How are you allowed to be makter the Pesach at night? It's an oilus chayl beyond it. Well, so speaking about that it was geshochten ere Pesach shalias bishabbat. Be shalmi dayek mikro de lo yolin chaylev chagi. The Rishalmi asked from the first posik. The first posik is speaking about klo about the haktoreh. And the first posik says that you're not allowed to be, you have to be maktir before the morning. So the Rishalmi asks this kasha, how could you be maktir at night? It's a oilus chayul beyond it. Daik mikro de la yolin chelev chagi ki hai gavne. The same kasha that our Gemara asked on la yolin la boike zeva chaga posach, the Yerushalmi asks on the previous posach. Umuki lo nami rava bo, bi yodalet shechali yis b'shabes. And the Gemara says the same teret that is speaking about yodalet shechali yis b'shabes, and the mele is aloha vayle shabes that's daichiyot. Uporich, but the Yerushalmi doesn't lie with that teret. Le motzi look me b'shabes. This posik, the posik of lo yolin la boika zeva chaga posach, which is speaking about the korban pesach. She can tell me it's speaking about a korban pesach that was nishchat shabes. Ere pesach was shabes. But this posik of lo yolin chaylev chagim, the hainu, the le motzi look me b'shabes, the chagik see. Dahainu chagige haboy ma pesach. This posik is speaking about the chaylev of the chagige, which you shecht erev pesach together with the pesach. And the chagige is not toiche shabbos. If erev pesach is chaliyus b'shabbos, you don't bring a chagige. To loidoch yish shabbos kabal lakama beilu dvorim. In fact, the yishalmi odosh ain't a nice and a kasha. Layolin chaylev chagi seems one is permitted to be makter, one is permitted to be makter the chaylev of the chagige at night. He's permitted to be makter it at night. At night is yontef, it's a korban chayl. And you can't say it's speaking about there was a korban Shabbos, because you don't bring a chagige in Shabbos. Umeforish, emphat Yerushalmi, and the Yerushalmi's kasha, the hochi koma. Pshat the posik is shamreyu. You should make sure shaloyovoy lidei bal yolin shayakriveyu mi ba'oyoyim bisho oru yoloy. So the Yerushalmi says pshat the posik lo yolin chaylev chagi. Not pshat is that you should make sure to be makter at night. At night is too late. At night is yontev and you can't be makter the chaylev of the chagig in yontev. No, you should make sure that the chaylev of the chagiga should not have to wait till the morning, because if you are not makterit before night, it's going to wait till the morning. So make sure to be makterit mipa'oid yoim in order to prevent that it should become nicer. Maforish tahochi kama shamreyu shelo yovei lidei bal yolin sheyakriveyu mipa'oid yoim bisho oru yoloi. Betayma al Yerushalmi. So Tosfos says, so Tosfos brought down the whole Yerushalmi, the kasha of the Yerushalmi, the teretz, and then the dichoy, and then the maskonis of Yerushalmi. So Tosfos, betayma al Yerushalmi diktorech mino, bahaykro de chelev chagi, for Tosfos, the whole Yerushalmi is bachapele, bachagiges chamisha also mairi, kedemuchach beilu dvorim. This pasuk layolin chelav chagi is not speaking about the chagige yudalit, speaking of the chagiges tesvov, the chagig of yontif. So you're being and meitzoi yontif. It's not a chelav chayil be yontif. It's a chelav yontif be chayil. It's the chagiges tesvov is meitzoi yontif. So there's no problem whatsoever. Pektach Tosfos v'teimal Yerushalmi. This pasuk is the Chelav Chagi is speaking about Chagigas Tesvov. Kedemuchach Be'eludvo. Period. Hiksho Rashba. It's to the Rashba Frektakash. Le Ben Teima, according to Ben Teima, the Dorish Lekamon Be'eludvorim, Chagige Habo Ima Pesach, Harei Hi Ke Pesach. Ben Taima learns that the Kolben Chagige that comes with the Kolben Pesach has the same halachas of a Pesach. For example, it's just like a Pesach ain't a Nechal Tzoli, so the Chagige is also Nechal Tzoli. Yeah. The Zevach, and how does he learn this out from this Pesach? The Zevach Chag, so the pasuk loyolin labayka zevach chaga pesach. So zevach means the pesach, and chag means the chagige. So this pasuk is speaking about both the chagige and the korban pesach, according to Ben Taima. So now, according to Ben Taima, we're in hot water. The Gemara asked the kasha that how could you be makdir the Korban Pesach mitzoi, how could you be makdir the Korban Pesach in Yontif? It's a oilus choil be Yontif. The Gemara said the Pesach is speaking about that Erev Pesach was Shabbos. But factoises, according to Ben Taima, you can't say that the Pesach is speaking about that Erev Pesach was Shabbos, because when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you don't bring a Kolben Chagige. So Al-Kochach, this Pesach is speaking about when it says Zevach Chag, that you do bring a Kolben Chagige, so the Pesach is speaking about that it was Bechel. Now, if the Pesach is speaking about that it was Bechel, so we're back to the old Kasha. Same as always, if you brought the Kolben Pesach Bechel, how is it doiche yomtev? That's the Yisvus Kasha. Hiksha Rashba, leben teime de dorsh lakamen beilu dvorim. Chagige abo ima Pesach, arei ike Pesach. That has Hilchas Pesach, and Nechal Atzoli is mentioned before. The Zeva Chag, Zeva Chagige. Heiche mituke maikro b'Shabbos. You can't just find this Pesach speaking about Shabbos. Homoidid loidoch Shabbos, v'muchachosom. The Chagige is not doiche Shabbos. So Memela said the Pesach is not speaking about Shabbos. So how could you be makdir the emurim of the Korban Pesach in Yontif? V'yesh loimer, the Ben Taima yisberk Rabbi Shmuel Dama Beiluk Shorim the Chel Veichel Kreivim b'Yontif. The Ben Taima does not hold like Rabbi Kiva. He holds like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds Chel Veichel Kreivim b'Yontif. Inami ben teimi yeforish, the way the Yerushalmi said pshat shem reish lo yavu day bal yolon kedem aforish bi Yerushalmi. The way the Yerushalmi said pshat in the previous pasuk lo yolon chelev chagi, which Yerushalmi learned in speaking about the chagige. And it means you should make sure you shouldn't come to Alona, you should makter it mi ba'id yoyim. So memeles, so according to ben teimi, that's what we'll say pshat in this pasuk lo Yolin Zevach Haga Posach, that is the means, speaking about Choyl, inside the Chagig, inside the Kolben Pesach. You have to make sure that it shouldn't come to Alona, Al Yedei, that you should be makter the Imurim of both these Kolbonis, Mibo Oidyon. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. a Pesach she-shochtoi she-loi lishmoi. A person shechted a kolben Pesach she-loi lishmoi. Or v'kibol, or v'holach, or you made kabola she-loi lishmoi, you made heloche she-loi lishmoi, or b'zorak she-loi lishmoi. So in all these cases, it is possible. That's the first Mishnah. Zvachim kol ha-zvachim sh'nishbuchu she-loi lishmoi k'sherim. Chutz from a chatos and a pesach. Oi, so that's the first case. Second case, oi lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. Second case, that it was geshachten lishmo v'shaloi lishmo. Oi, third case, shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi. Posel. Keitzad lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi l'shem pesach l'shem shlomim. Shaloi lishmoi v'lishmoi l'shem shlomim u'l'shem pesach. Zogt Rashi, a Pesach she-shochetoi she-loi lishmoi, means l'shem shlomim. Oi kibel, oi holach, oi zorak she-loi lishmoi, she-ba'al ba-avoidas ha-lolu ha-Pesach nifsal b'machshavto, im lefsoil, im lefagel, k'dialu b'shmaite kamaisa d'zvoche. Oi lishmoi v'she-loi lishmoi, b'gmore meforish, what is the case? I b'machshav ha-avoida achas koma. We're speaking about in the same avoidah he had two machshavas, lishmoi v'shaloi lishmoi. I b'machsheva shtei avoidahs, or it's speaking about two avoidahs, ken kibol lishmoi v'zorak shaloi lishmoi. Posel, d'chsiv, zevach pesach hu, shetehei zvi chosoi lishem pesach, chsiv hu lemu'utei nishchat shaloi lishmoi, when zevach pesach, then it's good. But if it was nishchat sheloi l'shem Pesach l'shem shlomim, it's no good. Zok to Gemara, boy Rav Popper. That what it says in the Mishnah, that sheloi l'shmoi l'shmoi, or l'shmoi v'sheloi l'shmoi, it is possible, b'avoyde achasnan, is that speaking about the same avoyde, yetu machshoves, oy bishtei avoidis nam, or is it speaking about two avoidis? Now he explains. Bavoida achasnan, it's speaking about the same avoide, to then verabiyoisihi. To oma af bigmar dvorab odom nitfas. Di rameye ha oma tofis loshen rishen. So let us explain. He says, amachleikis rabiyoisi in rameye. If a person said, tmurasoilo shlomim, what do we say? What is chal? Rameya says, Tofes Loshen Rishen. The first one, Tmuras Oila, so it's an Oila. So became ready a Tmuras Oila finished. It doesn't become Tofes Loshen Rishen. Rabbi Yossi says, Af Bigmar Dvorav Odom Nitzvah, so Memele, so it's both. Exactly what you do, we'll see in Rashi. So Memele, so let us think for 1 minute, a person will say, Lishmoi Vishaloi Lishmoi. So according to Rav Meir, that Rav Meir holds Tofes Loshen Rishon, so Lishmoi, finish. So it's good, so finish, so it's good. So then the Mishnah can be going according to Rav Meir. Then the Mishnah is to be going according to Rav Yossi. If it's speaking about by the same Avoide, so then it can only be going according to Rav Yossi. The Rav Yossi holds Af Bigmar Dvor Avodim Nitfis. So Memele, so since he said Lishmoi v'shaloi Lishmoi, so Lamaise, it's possible Alts the Machsheva Shaloi Lishmoi, which we also have to reckon with. Or maybe it's speaking about two avoiders, and by two avoiders, so there was a Machsheva Shaloi Lishmoi and a second avoider. That's the Gemara Shaila. Boy Rapop, Bavoida Achas Nan, Bishnei Avoidis, Bavoida Achas Nan, Rabbi Yisihi, Roma Af Big Mouth Bor of Odom Nitfas, Dira Mei Roma Tofes Loshen Rishain. A Dilme Bishnei Avoidis Nan, maybe it is speaking about Shtei Avoidis. Afilu Le Rameyer, the Omar Tofes Loshen Rishain, Afilu according to me holds Tofes Loshen Rishain. Hani Mili Bavoida Achas. So we say the avoida was done Tofes Loshen Rishon. Avol b'shtei avoides moide de mifsel. By two avoides, Rabeya will be moide that the machshav shniyah will pass all the second avoid. Zot Rashi ba avoida achasna. וחישב בו לשמוי ושלוי לשמוי. פלוח איתו נתפוסו ברב יויסי. דומה במסכס, תמו רעף בגמר דבור עבודם נתפס דובות. תירמי הומה טובס לושן ריש ממסכס תמורה, גבי אוי מראי זו תמורס אוי לו תמורה שלומם, תמי אוי מראי זו תמורס אוי לו, רבי ישי מדבוב כיומם, ותירה ותירוא עד שתומם ותימוכר, ויובי בדמי חצי אוי לו, בדמי חצי שלומם. הידום בשתי אבוידס נן, אחס חישב לשמוי, ובשניה שלוי לשמוי. וחלק על המים התופס לושן ראשן, you can say תופס לושן ראשן, שרי ארבעתון האבוידס שובס זו כזו, כדי לזו כזו, ליפוס לזה זבח באחס מן. אפילו לרמייר, אפילו קורינג לרמייר, it'll also be possible, if it's speaking about shtei avoides. Let us see Tosfos. De'ira meyer ha'omal tofes loshen rishin. Now Tosfos had a girs al kaponim over here. Later Tosfos is chayzel. But al kaponim over here, if we look in the Gemara, the balei boy was Rav Popeh, but the mashal is geyrus poi rove. Hoy Marie, de rove le taimei. That Rove who cleared the Shaila, that the Mishnah, it's speaking about one avoider, it cannot be going according to Rameya. That's Rove Letame, the Islay, the Pligi Betofet Loshen Rish. He holds there is a machloikis, if a person said two Leshoines, and if you say Tofet Loshen Rish, I feel in such a case. Tamrine Bepeg Beis Desvochim. Adayin himach leikis perish afilu betmuras oila ushlomim polygrameya. That means like this. There's a shaila in the Gemara between Abaye and Rove. Abaye says the whole mach leikis between Rameya and Rabbi Yossi is if he said tmuras oila tmuras shlom. So Rabbi Meir holds it's a chazore. He said tmuras oila, finished. I says to Mura Shlomim, it's too late. Rabbi Yossi says, the Afik Madvor of Adam Nitva. So he wanted to Mura Seir to Mura Shlomim. That's according to Abai. But what'll be according to Ramei if he said to Mura Seir to Mura Shlomim? So I feel according to Ramei, you don't say Tophis Loshim Rishon. It's to Mura Seir to Shlomim. That's what Abai said. Rove said, no, afilu tmuras oilo shlomim, you also say tofes loshen rishon. That means, even though I don't have a raya from the yitar loshen that it was hodava, you also say tofes loshen rishon. So Tosfos held, our gemara is similar to tmuras oilo shlomim. He said lishmo v'shaloi lishmo. So I'm shechting l'shem oilo, l'shem pesach l'shem shlomim. Shem pesach l'shlomim. So Memele, so this is similar to Tmuras Oilo Shlomim. So Taisa says, you know who could clear such a Shaila and say it's not going according to Rameya? Only Rove. Because Rove is the one that said in, the Rove is the one that said in Zvochim that Rameya holds Tmuras Oilo Shlomim. Also you say Tofes Loshen Rish. But not according to Rove. So in such a case of, according to Abaye, according to Rameya, you say, Tofes Loshen Shnei.